We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. Welcome to our broadcast on this Thursday. Good to be back with you. Hope all is well in your world. I like to start off with good news. And we've got a couple of pieces of good news I want to share with you. You're already quite familiar with the rescue that took place at a cave in Thailand. What you may not know, one of the participants in that rescue was Major Charles Hodges, the U.S. Mission Commander for the 353rd Special Operations Unit for the Air Force. Part of that rescue operation in Thailand. Now, why is this a big deal? Well, it's because Major Hodges is a native of Winnsboro, Fairfield County, South Carolina, and went to the Citadel. It's pretty cool to learn that he was involved in this particular mission. 12 boys and their soccer coach were rescued from a flooded cave. They're reported to be in good condition, recovering in a hospital after 18 days. In that cave, 18 days. What's really scary about this? We're learning recently. The final four boys and the coach were rescued just in time. Just hours after the last boy was pulled out, the main water pump in the caves malfunctioned, sending water rushing in. This could have been awful. Absolutely awful. Or as the Brits would say, this would have been dreadful. In all seriousness, Major Hodges from Fairfield County, South Carolina, describes the tense moments leading up to the final rescue. He participated in an interview on CBS This Morning. Here are his comments.
Well, three of the SEALs, there's four of them back there, three of them made their way into chamber three, and about the same time we got the word that the pumps that had been running nonstop shut off for an unknown reason, and the water levels back in chamber three started rising, which would have cut off our access back to chambers two, one, and then out of the cave. And that's an abort criteria for our guys, and so when that water level started rising, everybody started grabbing their kit and they were ready to get out. Thankfully, that last SEAL popped up at the last moment, and everyone was able to get out of chamber three safely and make their way out, and mission complete. It was a really exciting ending to an awesome mission.
Wow. Can you just imagine this? I mean, this is the kind of thing that an action adventure movie is made of. You know, how a person is pulled out at just... How many times have you seen that in the movies where someone's pulled out at just the right moment to avert disaster? Well, that's exactly what happened here. I mean, just think of this. Whereas describing these chambers, chamber three, the water levels are going up. And once that starts happening, you're cut off. And they're using this word, Major Hodges, using this word abort as the possibility that they'd have to pull the plug on this thing. My goodness. It is absolutely disturbing to think how this could have turned out. At the same time, we're very thankful not only for the great ending, but also very much proud of someone from here in the Carolinas playing a significant role in this life-saving mission. I thought you would find that encouraging. By the way, before I go to the other good story, let's have a little more fun with the friends at Babylon Bee. I love this. because this really gets to the heart of the profound stupidity of what's taking place in our culture. I've said this before, and let me say it again, and I will say this a million times. There is no such thing as toxic masculinity. Any more than there's any such thing as toxic femininity. These are gifts from God. And yet, they are being denigrated. You know, you notice feminism? And this is where I make a distinction. Being female and having characteristics of a female, characteristics of a male, there's nothing wrong with those things in and of themselves. It's when you put this ism thing on it where things become toxic. And no one will dare talk about feminism and how toxic it has been for our culture, because it is. That's the irony. This is where projection takes place. You draw attention to something elsewhere, when reality, the thing that's right in front of your face, is the real threat. The fun we're having here is a Babylon Bee post. Huffington Post criticizes Thai Navy SEALs for displaying toxic masculinity during daring cave rescue. As the world came together to celebrate the rescue of 12 boys and their coach trapped in a cave in Thailand for over 2 weeks, the Huffington Post took the opportunity to call out the Thai Navy SEALs who performed the dangerous extraction mission for their toxic masculinity. In an article published on the site, the Post's toxic news division criticized several elements of the SEAL rescue as showing deeply ingrained, problematic heteronorm masculinity. There's no way in a million years I can use that phrase again. This is just typical cisgender toxic masculine behavior, going in and showing off their macho bravado by risking their lives to save some young boys, the article stated. Really? It's 2018. We're still tied down to traditional gender roles. These poor boys were exposed to an extremely harmful example of toxic masculinity throughout the rescue. This needs to stop. Like now! The article further criticized the SEALs for mansplaining their rescue plan to reporters and journalists, manspreading their legs to propel themselves through the underwater passageways, and man-interrupting when they politely informed reporters they had to stop talking so they could go save the boys. At publishing time, the Post had written a second article criticizing the group of divers for appropriating the culture of oceanic SEALs. Isn't this great? I'm going to post this on the Facebook page for 106.3 WRD and for WBT. This is great stuff. Yes, this is a parody site, people. Isn't it hilarious? Making fun of the stupidity of the left and what they're trying to do to destroy our human culture. That's what they're trying to do. Let's have fun with it in the process. 14 minutes after 10 o'clock. The Vince Coakley radio program. I do hope you thoroughly enjoyed that Babylon Bee post, and it is now available for you to share with friends. It's on the WBT Facebook page as well as the 106.3 WORD Facebook page, so have a lot of fun with this. I think it's one of the most effective ways to communicate ideas is through satire. And Babylon Bee has excelled at this. In fact, Charles, I've got to call you out and put you on the spot. I've already reached out to these folks at Babylon Bee to try to get them on the program. So I would love for you to double down on this and try to get them to come. I would love to talk with someone with that organization. They are just absolutely skillful. the things that they write, and it's very effective. It's not just satire about politics; it's about religion as well. And I can't think of one single Babylon Bee post that I have read that I have, you know, been uncomfortable with, in the sense that philosophically, you know, they've got to be right because they agree with me. I've got to tell you, there's one or two that really caused me to wince a little bit, because it went a little too close to home. And at some point, I'm going to talk more about this, because there are some things. Let me just put it this way. If you want a hint about some of the things that I'm beginning to address, well, just think of the call we had yesterday. I do not remember her name, but she called yesterday, and one of the things that she shared was her own reckoning with, I don't know how else to say it other than idolatry. It was Chantal. And I'm recognizing some of these areas in my own life as it relates to politics. This has been it's not an overnight thing. It's been a process where I've recognized that, and I was really, sometimes when you see some of these things, you think, well, this went too far. And the truth of the matter is, it really was. A couple of their posts have been very convicting. I'll just put it that way. Let's go out to a call from Ray. Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast, Ray.
Good morning. How you doing, Mr. Vance?
All right, sir.
Listen, was the writer of that story, was that a female?
You know, I don't know. I doubt it. I think the editor is male. I don't know. And this is one of the things I'd love to find out. Does he have a staff of people working with him, or is this just one person? I don't know.
Well, my solution to all this is, if it is a female, have her round up all her girlfriends and her mama and her grandmother and her daughters or whatever. And the next time that we have a situation like this, let them be more than welcome to go in there and do the best they can possibly do.
Well, you do know this is parody, don't you, Ray? That was the whole point. This is parody. This is not a serious writing here. No one's truly advocating such stupidity publicly, although there are people you kind of wonder about. But I do appreciate your call. And again, that's one of the dangers of this, is so often people, I don't know how many times I've posted Babylon Bee things on my social media page, and how many times people have, reacted as if it's real news, and it's not. So just keep that in mind. I want to tell you about something else going on at this hour, and I will have some things to say about this. I've talked about this along the way, but I have a great deal of skepticism about where this is going to go. Right now, there is a committee hearing that's taking place, the House Judiciary and Oversight Committee. They actually interviewed Peter Strzok. You remember him? He's that FBI agent who had the little fling going on with the other FBI agent and put out some anti-Trump things. Well, right now, there is a public hearing that's taking place. Now, by the way, Mr. Strzok, for his part, has said, "Let me be clear, unequivocally and under oath, not once in my 26 years of defending my nation did my personal opinions impact any official action I took." Of course not. This was from a draft of a statement that was obtained by CNN. "The fact is, after months of investigations, there's simply no evidence of bias in my professional actions." So this hearing's going on right now. And if there's anything interesting that transpires today, we will certainly let you know. Let me reiterate what I have said before, and I will repeat it again. Most of these congressional hearings are a profound waste of time. And I honestly expect the same here. So what? You beat this guy up publicly, give him a public flogging verbally, Who cares? At the end of the day, it accomplishes zero. Now, I'm sure there are people out there hoping for some sort of gotcha moment where this guy reveals there's political bias and the whole purpose was to take Donald Trump down, blah, blah, yada, 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 yada. And there are people who will spend hours upon hours on this. And those who do that, they are perfectly, you know, capable and welcome to do that. I'm not interested. Because at the end of the day, this is likely to accomplish absolutely nothing. Just grandstanding for a bunch of politicians who are trying to look relevant and trying to look important and like they're accomplishing something. I would much rather all of these politicians focus their attention on something constructive, like how we can balance our budget and stop overspending. Or if you have concerns about what is taking place in the FBI and other agencies, pass some legislation to make changes. Call for the president to do some mass firings where there is incompetence or where there is malfeasance. Take some definitive action. But these hearings, I'm just not very optimistic that they will do much other than rev people up. Now, if you have a different view, I respect that. And you are free to share it here. But I think it's really sad. By the way, and this goes to the heart of what I'm talking about here. I wonder if I have time for this. Probably not before the break. After the break, I want to share with you a post. And this is from a very much, my understanding, libertarian-minded kid I met. I say kid because much younger than me. I was part of a forum on the UNC Charlotte campus. It's probably been a couple of years ago. And this very bright young man, and he's, I think, either visiting or living in another country temporarily now. By all understanding I would have, this kid, very much a patriot, loves America. But I was very intrigued by a post he put out yesterday. I'm going to share that with you. Because I, and like I said, I'm becoming increasingly convicted about some of the unhealthy mindsets that we can so easily cultivate. And you'll understand what I'm talking about when I share that. As we continue the broadcast 29 minutes after 10 o'clock. 36 minutes after 10 o'clock on the Vince Coakley radio program. On the text line, Vince, I've been living under a rock. Why did the Thai soccer team go into a cave to begin with? Now, my understanding is this was because they were trying to find refuge away from floodwaters or some sort of calamity of the sort. That was my understanding. But this is something I need to look up and find out what, it's interesting. This story got a lot of traction once these guys were there. But the original reason they were there and all of those circumstances, not so much. On the text line, I love this. Do we know what the rescued boys identify as? Seriously, you raise a very good question. This is the kind of thinking that we've got out there. And I know you're just poking fun at that. I hope Charlotte loses its bid for the RNC. Democrats are already morally bankrupt. There's no sense in them benefiting financially from that which they hate. Okay. So the left believes Navy SEALs are manly. Who knew? Cheers. let's see here. When they looked, they could not find transgendered LGBT snowflakes that could do the rescue. Thank you, Vince, for telling us this was a parody. My head was fixing to start spinning and explode. Man, that was close. From MT. Parody? Vince, that wasn't a parody. Not really. Don't laugh. It could be our future. I get it. I know what you're talking about. This is the point. This is why parody is so effective, because it really highlights the stupidity of the philosophies that, unfortunately, many people are embracing. Vince, the funny thing is these Babylon Bee guys sound like true progressive social justice warriors. They could easily be mistaken for the real thing. Yep. And we have this wonderful Jim. You're still a jerk, Vince. Thank you. God bless you, too. Another person, you were absolutely rude to all your listeners yesterday, and I intend to tell all your advertisers. Really? Rude to all your listeners. See, I'm always, from a logical standpoint, I'm always very suspicious of people who make sweeping statements like this. How can I be rude to all of my listeners? This is great stuff. I mean, really. Vince, I nearly laughed until I cried when I read Babylon Bee's Jesus Detained at Border During Second Coming. Brilliant writing. Mark out of Rock Hill. Yep. Vince, yesterday I watched Shepard Smith use his entire show to bash Trump and treat him like the utter enemy. His goal was to make him look unstable. Why does he still have airtime? Your thoughts? Ask the people at Fox that question. I cannot answer that because, I mean, obviously he still has an audience. That's why. Wow, Vince, so congressional oversight in holding the DOJ and FBI accountable for overreach isn't important to you. Did I say that? Did I say that? No, I said, I think these public hearings, most of the time, are a waste of time. That's what I said. Oversight's great. Holding people accountable is great. Can you show me somebody, just pick anybody in history. Can you show me somebody in recent history who has been held accountable in any way other than maybe being fired? Which could have been done without a congressional hearing. In fact, congressional hearings probably had nothing to do with it. Can you find one example? If you can, please show me one of them. I would love to hear an example. Author of Politically Incorrect Illegal Immigration states the Catholic Church is under government contracts, taking millions of taxpayer money to house and care for illegals. What say you? Folks need to know. Hey, they're giving the money. I mean, this is what's frustrating about this. Why is this money being given out in the first place? Why? There are so many tentacles here, and this is more a big government issue. The other issue regarding the church, that's something for the church and for the people who are putting the money in and participating, they're going to have to answer. For me, my immediate question comes to taxpayer dollars again. And who's making those decisions to allow this to happen? That would be my response. No, Vince, we are not free to share our differences of opinion on your show. Personally, been referred to you as a Kool-Aid drinker and stupid just for simply sharing a different point of view. You know it. And your listeners hear it. I know they're going to complain about my voice and the way I express that, too. Yes, you are free to share your differences of opinion. You are not simply allowed to run and ramble off and use, you know, just basically in to just insult the host or just say vapid things that have no meaning whatsoever without being challenged. If that's what you're looking for, there are plenty of other places where you can do that. There's plenty of brainless talk radio out there. I don't mind saying that. There are plenty of places where you can bow down to the great orange god, if that's what you believe in. Go for it. But I don't do it here. This is hilarious. Vince, is it true that the Thai Navy SEALs are going to do a Macho Man beefcake calendar, posing in Speedos and flexing their muscles? Next, a reality show. That would be absolutely hilarious. I need to quickly get to this because I told you I would. Christopher posted this. Libertarian kid. America's one of the greatest countries in the world. There are things in America that are great. There are things in America that are awful. There are a lot of other countries that are also some of the greatest in the world. There are things that are great. There are things that are awful in those places as well. For that reason, saying America is the greatest in the world, especially when you have never seen anything else, doesn't really make sense. If you really want to get fussy, you can look at the Human Freedom Index, which ranks countries based on their economy, personal freedom. Switzerland passed Hong Kong for the first time ever for the number one spot. America barely squeaked in the top 20. What's the point of my mini rant? Get your passport. Go see and experience other places before asserting that what you know, what's best. Till you've experienced something different, you'll never truly know. Travel will make you appreciate not only what's so great about other countries and cultures, but it will help you appreciate some things about your country and culture even more. Travel broadens the mind if you're willing to open yourself up to it. That's from Christopher, who, again, person I have no doubt is a patriot, libertarian, loves America. This is not to say anything to denigrate the United States of America. There's nothing in here that does that. But I do think we need a great deal more humility. Because I tell you, I don't care where it is, every single kingdom on this earth one day is going to come to an end. And there's only one that will prevail. And no human being will come out on top. Keep that in mind. Uh-oh, we've got a new trend that's going on the text line. You were not rude to me is the... That is the new message now on the text line. Someone texted earlier, said, hey, you were rude to your entire audience yesterday. This person said, you weren't rude to me, Vince. Keep up the great work. There's another one here. Ken, you weren't rude to me. Okay, thank you. I get the message. Here's another one. Dan is saying, you were not rude to me yesterday. Now is your chance. So I guess you want me to work on that. Okay, I'll see if I can work on being rude. Chris, good morning. Welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning. How you doing, Vince?
All right, sir.
Hey, listen, I had the good fortune of going to Guatemala and working through my church, building a church over there. My pop, I grew up with him in the Marine Corps for 22 years. So I get the gung-ho, go America thing. But I remember being in Guatemala thinking for the first time, I might get that. I might get why people are maybe, I don't know if envious or jealous is the word, but maybe dislike the United States, especially if they're victims of fake news.
Okay. That is understandable. How did that impact you, spending some time in another country and coming back?
It gave me some perspective, that example. Yeah, I remember seeing them all go to this village we were in. They all got in a little Toyota truck in the pouring down rain, standing up in the back of the truck, holding a piece of cardboard over their heads, one big piece of cardboard, wow. And they were going to work.
Wow. It certainly gives you a greater appreciation for what you have, doesn't it?
Most definitely. And I appreciate your show, too. You're doing a fantastic job. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Chris. And I think I shared with you yesterday or the day before just my experience every time I come back from Haiti, just how, I mean, just things like warm, hot water to take showers. I mean, just basic things like that. We take for granted so much to be thankful for. We're going to listen to a little bit of testimony taking place right now. In between the bloviating from politicians, let's listen to FBI agent Peter Strzok.
Honestly and independently, and that's exactly what happened. I'm also proud of our work on the Russian interference investigation. This is an investigation into a direct attack by a foreign adversary. And it is no less so simply because it was launched against our democratic process rather than against a military base. This is something that all Americans of all political persuasions should be alarmed by. In the summer of 2016, We had an urgent need to protect the integrity of an American presidential election from a hostile foreign power determined to weaken and divide the United States of America. This investigation is not politically motivated. It is not a witch hunt. It is not a hoax. I expect that during this hearing, I'll be asked about that ongoing investigation. Where the FBI has directed me not to answer, I will abide by the FBI's instructions. But let me be clear. This is not because I don't want to answer your questions. If I were permitted to answer, I would. And the answers would doubtless be disappointing to the questioners and undermine the conspiracy narrative being told about the Russia investigation. I understand we're living in a political era in which insults and insinuation often drown out honesty and integrity. But the honest truth is that Russian interference in our elections constitutes a grave attack on our democracy. Most disturbingly, it has been wildly successful, sowing discord in our nation and shaking faith in our institutions. I have the utmost respect for Congress's oversight role, but I strongly believe today's hearing is just another victory notch in Putin's belt and another milestone in our enemy's campaign to tear America apart. As someone who loves this country and cherishes its ideals, it is profoundly painful to watch and even worse to play a part in. Mr. Chairman, I welcome your questions.
We will now proceed under the five-minute rule with questions. I'll begin by recognizing the chairman of the Oversight and Government Committee, Reform Committee, Mr. Gowdy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Agent Strzok, the FBI investigation into potential Russia collusion with the Trump campaign began on July 31st, 2016. You drafted the originating document. You approved the originating document. You were the point of contact on the originating document. And the FBI has represented to Congress that nothing from an investigative standpoint with respect to Russian collusion and the Trump campaign began before July 31st, 2016. But 10 days before the investigation even began, 10 days before you drafted the originating document, approved the originating document, with the point of contact on the originating document, 10 days before the investigation began, which the department you work for says nothing was done before July 31st. You said Trump is a disaster. I have no idea how destabilizing his presidency would be. And because you struggled a couple of weeks ago with a word that I thought had a commonly accepted definition, I'm going to go ahead and give you the definition of destabilizing. The first one kind of is obvious. It's to make unstable. The second one caught my attention, the second dictionary definition. To call something such as a government to be incapable of functioning or surviving. That's a pretty significant allegation to make 10 days before you even began to investigate someone. So that was before July 31st. I want to ask you, in that first week, we'll go ahead and up it to 8 days, between July 31st and August 8th, how many interviews did you conduct related to the alleged collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign?
So, Congressman, as you know, counsel for the FBI, based on the special counsel's equities, has instructed me not to answer questions.
Okay, about here we go. You're going to hear that a lot. My goodness, we are in so much trouble. Our number two is straight ahead.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.